Welcome to Season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you for being here. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends, and we so appreciate those of you who are doing that. We need faith leading business more than ever right now, and we are upping our game this year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. So welcome back. This is our third episode on spiritual disciplines. We have talked about prayer and fasting, and if you haven't caught those episodes, I'd sure jump back and listen. Before we move to our third discipline, which is praise, let's talk for a second about why we are taking the time to even think about these disciplines. Why are they important in the first place? Well, Ephesians 6:20, which is one of my favorites, says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." How do we tap into this mighty power? Well, through our spiritual disciplines. These disciplines move God, and they move us. They open our hearts and our minds to what God is doing, and they put us in a position of availability to be used by God for his purposes. We are a busy society, and I fully believe that Satan uses this busyness to distract us from what God is doing and what he wants to do through us. We have to make these spiritual disciplines part of our daily routines. We can't wait until we feel the Spirit at church to pray. We can't wait until someone else is fasting to join them. We can't wait until someone else is leading worship music to praise him. These disciplines become disciplines when they are so ingrained in our lives that we can hardly operate without them. So, like I said, hop back over to the episodes focused on prayer and fasting to take a little deeper dive into those if you haven't listened already. But for now, let's move on to the discipline of praise. A few weeks ago, my pastor described praise as a weapon. I loved that perspective, and he gave a few biblical examples. In Acts 16, Paul is beaten and in prison. He begins singing hymns of praise, and an earthquake shakes the doors open and breaks his chains. Paul isn't freed because he prays to God and requests freedom. He's freed because he praises God even in the midst of those horrible circumstances. Here's another example. In Joshua 6, God commands Joshua to walk around the walls of Jericho 6 times and on the 7th time to shout and sing praises to God. God already declared the victory. Joshua's job was to give praise. And as you know, the walls came down. Now, in both of these situations, Paul and Joshua praised God. Here comes the kicker. Before the miracle happened, praise unleashed a spiritual power that was powerful and impactful. Let me read a few more verses to you about praise. "I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises." Psalm 34:1. It doesn't say just on Sundays. It doesn't say just when other people are leading. It says at all times, constantly. David gives us some pretty amazing examples of how to praise God. He starts with praise, and then he lists specific reasons why he is praising. Here's another example. "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." Psalm 104 and 5. "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." Psalm 103, verses 1 and 5. David is also a great example of moving through his sorrow with praise. Psalm 13 is a chapter that I have leaned heavily on before. David says, so many of us have at times, "Oh Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand?" I love that David feels like he can come and just bear his sorrow and his soul to the Lord. Have you ever felt like David here? It's so easy to get stuck in this place, especially when there seems to be no way out. But notice where David goes in his sorrow. Verses 5 and 6 say, "But I will trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." David hadn't been rescued yet. He was still in the same circumstance that he was in verses 1 through 4, but he knew the faithfulness of God, and he praised him for it. Y'all, we are to be thankful for what God has done. Yes, absolutely. We want to give all glory to God because we know, as 2 Timothy tells us, that every good and perfect gift comes from God. But praise is proactive. Praise happens whether or not we are still in our circumstances or not. Whether we're still running from our enemies like David or still chained in prison like Paul. Praise should happen daily and consistently. Praise is acknowledging and celebrating God for who he is. Holy, loving, sovereign, gracious, just, creator, powerful, friend, father. I mean, the list could go on. So what does praise look like in our daily life? Well, here's a few suggestions. Number one, we can always worship in song. Song is all throughout the Bible, praising God with instruments and with songs. And so that is absolutely a wonderful way to praise God. Put on worship music in your car or your house, or do an a cappella rendition and praise him through song throughout the day. Number two, praise him through scripture. This is one of my favorite things to do. Find scripture praising God and pray this to him. Write it out or say it out loud to him. Psalms is a great place to start for this. Number three, start your daily time with him in praise. Just tell him who he is. Praise him. He is the creator of the universe, and he meets with us every morning. That is something to be praised. Number four, praise him specifically in the areas where you feel a need. Are you worried about finances? Praise him for being a faithful provider. Are you worried about health? Praise him for being a healer. Are you worried about the chaos in our world? Praise him for his sovereignty, for being in control of every circumstance. Are you in a difficult situation? Praise him for his goodness. When you spend time praising him, you not only unlock spiritual power that is held in praise, but you will fall even more deeply in love with the God who loves you so deeply. So praise him today. This wraps up the spiritual disciplines that we're talking about for now. There are more, but prayer, fasting, and praise are sure a good start. Y'all, don't do this business or this faith life alone. There are too many of us out here walking similar journeys. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner, or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and share and download, and we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.